some of the customs and laws that apply to Erev Rosh Hashanah, which this year will be on Erev Shabbat Kodesh, Friday. The first custom that's brought down in Maran is that people fast on this day. As we've said in previous talks, that Erev Rosh Hashanah is probably the most underestimated day of the year in its value. Its value, according to the Midrash, has the ability to atone for one third of our sins. And Rosh Hashanah, and Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, the second third, and Kippur, the third third. So therefore, its value is great, and therefore, anybody that has the strength, that has the ability to fast, should fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah, including this year, when it's Erev Shabbat. Some of the rules regarding this fast. Number one, it does not need a Kabbalah, an acceptance in Mincha on Thursday. It's an automatic. So if you're planning on fasting, you just have to start at Alot HaShachar, at dawn. The question is, are you allowed to eat before dawn? On this, the Zohar is very, very makpid and says, once a person goes to sleep Thursday night, he should not eat anything, even if he wakes up before dawn, even if he made conditions before he went to sleep and said, if I get up, I'm going to eat, and the fast doesn't start. So the Zohar, which we follow on this, especially, one should not eat once he goes to sleep on Thursday night, even if he gets up, the Sirichot, before Alot HaShachar, he wants to have a bowl of cereal, he should not. However, regarding drinking, a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, water, etc., if it's before Alot HaShachar, it's permissible even according to the Zohar. So therefore, if we come to Sirichot early on Friday morning before dawn, and you want to have a cup of coffee during the Sirichot, even though you're planning on fasting on Friday, according to the halakha, that's permissible. Now, regarding when does the fast end, there's different shittot on this. Some say it's a regular fast, it goes until the night, till you make kiddush. Others say, no, it goes until plaga mincha. Some are lenient and say it goes to mincha gedolah, which is in the early afternoon. This year, being that it's going into Shabbat, there is room to be lenient if somebody's weak and somebody doesn't want to go into the Shabbat when he's fasting. Before Mincha, towards the end of the day, if he wants to eat something just to regain some strength, being that this year comes out on Friday, so the Chabot Shabbat, some people have the custom to break their fast before Mincha. But it all goes according to really the strength. If your strength is strong, where you're able to pray with Kavanah and make it to the end, this is proper. However, if somebody wants to eat before he comes to shul, because it's Erev Shabbat, there is room to be mekel on such a fast.